The Drive Electric Northern Colorado Initiative is a partnership between the cities of Fort Collins and Loveland, Colorado State University, and the nonprofit Electrification Coalition. If successful, it hopes to not only create a dependable infrastructure for electric cars and trucks, but Loveland Mayor Cecil Gutierrez says it will also educate the public about going electric.
You know, one of the reasons that I think many people use for not buying an electric vehicle is what has come to be known as range anxiety.
Well, recent news reports have highlighted potential issues with using electric vehicles, including the distance between charging stations and the use of batteries in cold weather. Robbie Diamond, president of the Electrification Coalition, says the Drive Electric Northern Colorado Initiative will prove that electric vehicles are reliable, environmentally friendly, and economical.
Electric vehicle transportation should not be a difficult sell. It's incredibly fun. You have more torque than other cars. You don't have to go to the gas station to fill up, which is both bad because it hurts your wallet, but it also takes a lot of your time.
Former Governor Bill Ritter and current director of the Center for the New Energy Economy at CSU says starting the project in northern Colorado, a place well known for its alternative energy innovations, is key to its overall success.
It's fairly nimble, and we can work with a group of people and work with local governments, and as well, we can show that when you diversify the transportation sector, when you deploy at a greater scale, it is in fact workable.
After a press conference, local business leaders and city officials with shovels and hard hats gathered around a large cylindrical silver charging station. It sits on a wooden pallet outside the Fort Collins Museum of Discovery, waiting for its official groundbreaking. This is the first quick charging station of its kind in Colorado. Soon it will be hooked up to the city's power grid and be able to fully charge an electric car in under 30 minutes. According to the Alternative Fuels Data Center of the U.S. Department of Energy, there are currently only a handful of public electric charging stations in northern Colorado, with two in Fort Collins and two in Greeley. Fort Collins Mayor Karen Wykenot says with the city investing in 4 to 6 charging stations over the next year, that's going to change.
You know, this will be the first, and this one's significant because it's that maxi charger and it can do it much quicker than the others.
Well, cities like Fort Collins are getting ready to go electric. What about the car manufacturers?
The infrastructure has to be built out.
Tim Jackson is president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association.
And that is getting built out, starting at the manufacturing side to produce the vehicles, at the dealership side to service the vehicles, and at the user side to utilize the vehicles, if you will.
He says many more auto companies are introducing electric hybrid plug-in vehicles, including Toyota, Chevrolet, Nissan, and Ford.
I think the thrust here is that those are becoming more readily available, and there are more options for consumers.
Back at the Drive Electric Northern Colorado event, Robbie Diamond, Electrification Coalition president, says what is happening in Fort Collins is akin to the shot heard around the world, something he hopes will start a revolution.
You know, we started in Fort Collins, and then suddenly we got a call from Loveland. And so as we move down from community to community, we hopefully will be working with Denver as well.
But it's not entirely clear if the public will race to their dealerships to pick up a new electric vehicle as the project takes hold. Even with state and federal tax breaks, consumers may not yet be willing to pay more for an electric vehicle over a traditionally fueled one. Diamond says as the infrastructure is built and new technology continues to develop, prices should start to become more competitive for electric vehicles soon. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.